Yes, the 17th edition of the Zimbabwe International Film Festival kicks off tomorrow, the 3rd, and runs until Saturday, the 10th of October. During that time, we'll be showing approximately 50 films from Zimbabwe, Africa, and the rest of the world. Our theme this year is documentation, and documentation is a play on the two genres of documentary and animation film genres. We have chosen that theme because we believe that, we know that those are two film genres that are, you know, least popular in Zimbabwe, and yet they are very, very important in terms of storytelling. The power that they have is much bigger than all the other genres, particularly when you look at things like, what I call preserving our heritage, you know. You and I, maybe not you, but definitely me, because I'm sure I'm much older than you. That's a compliment, right? We grew up on, you know, stories of Tsuro Nagudo, the hare and the baboon, you know, and you know how much of an educative process that was. You know, we learned a lot through the stories of Tsuro Nagudo, whether it was in terms of learning certain things about our culture, about just our social etiquette, or even just pure entertainment, something that made you laugh. We've lost all of that. And we believe that our youngsters, you know, we have a lot to gain from that. The irony of it is that when you look at what is happening outside of Africa, that some of the most popular, you know, animation films of today are about Africa, you know, Lion King, Madagascar, and so on. So someone else is telling stories that we should be telling, but because we've got our focus in the wrong places, you know, we're not telling those stories. Come to documentation or documentary filmmaking. You know, we've gone through a very, very important phase in our, you know, contemporary history. But no one has taken the time to document, you know, our War of Liberation, for example. There's only been one film about the War of Liberation that's been produced in 34 years. That's a shame. You know, look at the Vietnam War. You know, there have been thousands of films about the Vietnam War. And glorifying America in that process. And yet, you know, America actually didn't win the war. So, you know, these are some of the things that we are not appreciating, that there's so much power in the art of film. And we need to start harnessing that power for our sake as Africans, and in this particular case as Zimbabweans.
Do you think it's about lack of money or just lack of interest that, you know, as Zimbabweans, we have not done this? We don't have those documentaries, even looking at the role of women in the liberation struggle, for example. And when you look at it now, everyone is talking about it, that it must be done. How is the financial crisis in the country affecting you in that regard?
Well, there are two sides to it. The first way to answer your question is it's never been about money, because we've had lots of money that we've just spent in the wrong, doing the wrong things. But yes, coming to today's current situation in Zimbabwe, you know, Zimbabwe is in a very, very dire condition, you know, when it comes to economic stability. There's no money. Corporates are struggling. You know, the film industry really relies on corporate support. But right now, most corporates can't even support themselves, let alone support discretionary expenditure like film and other, you know, activities. So you're finding that there's less and less money available for things like film. Our only resource right now is the donor community, because government has never put money into film. They probably don't understand how important it is and how it could help them, you know, in whatever endeavor they may want to pursue. But anyway, they haven't done so. So our only source of funding is the donor community, which I find very sad. It's very, very unfortunate that we have to rely on other nations for telling stories about our country. The other problem is with donor funding. They also have their own agendas. So it's not necessarily just, easy money available. In most of the donor organizations nowadays, they will tell you that we will fund films or any other arts and creative arts and culture activity if you are doing it in these particular areas. Now, if you happen to be fortunate to be producing a film that is in that category, well and good, you'll get the funding. But if you want to do something else that is not within that particular, you know, pigeonhole, you won't get funding for it, because it is not suiting their own objectives. So it's money we will take, we will accept it, but it's not the best money that we should be getting. There should be money that is available to me regardless of what it is that I want to do. My creative, you know, spirit cannot be hindered by, you know, the color of the money that I'm getting. I should be free to produce a piece of work that I want to do. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen in Zimbabwe for some time.
Who are the major people that you could say, these film players that you're going to be highlighting at this festival?
Well, very interestingly, you know, our opening film is Timbuktu, which chronicles, you know, some of the experiences in Mali during times when they've had to contend with Islamic extremism and how that, you know, played out in that particular situation. Our second key main film is called, I think it's Goodbye Lenin, yes. It is, you know, the German film about, you know, the bringing down of the German, the Berlin Wall. Germany is celebrating, I think, 25 years of unity this coming week. So it's a very appropriate film in that it helps them celebrate that process. Thereafter, you know, it's got quite a number, but another important film that will be coming up is Democrats. I don't know if you've heard of that one, but it is the film about the GNU process in Zimbabwe. It's actually a documentary that was commissioned by the government of Zimbabwe, produced by a Danish filmmaker. But unfortunately, it really hasn't found its way into cinema houses in Zimbabwe, which I think is very unfortunate. But we're hopeful that by doing what we're doing, at least we'll now, you know, bring more people to see the film and understand what went on when the two parties, ZANU-PF and the MDC, were writing the new constitution and forging the government of national unity. It's a very, very critical historical piece that Zimbabweans have to consume. Yeah, the final one is our closing film is called The Men Who Saved the World. It's about, you know, during the Cold War period when there was misinformation about America having launched missiles against Russia, and the protocol was that Russians would immediately also launch their counterattack. But this particular, you know, Soviet official, you know, just decided to take a little break and think about it a little bit more, and he convinced his colleagues not to press the button. And that would have led to, you know, nuclear conflagration and probably the destruction of most of the world as we know it today.